I'm sorry, I was sorry. So, we got the girl, the beach things that are about us, except throw out the tabs. Throw those out. But I need to put each one together. That's a separate page, you see. This is by different man. That's by another man. He's done a piece for public interest that he thinks would be very helpful in making the background case for you on becoming an education.
Better hurry up.
Yeah, but he says it'll explain the veto out there and And he's been asked to do a conference Newsweek, which he's going to do on something else. NBC's doing an hour documentary on busing. They've asked him to go on that. He will, saying that busing is another disaster. And your position is exactly right. Do you want Trevor's resignation letter? We've got it here. It's beautiful.
Trying to say to keep kicking. As many costs as whether or not it was.
most monumental examples of press irresponsibility ever recorded. Semple stated, he said, an example of the administration's continuing deception of the press comes to mind when the White House attempted to portray the cabinet meeting as a discussion of economic matters and other things at Camp David, but then were caught in it by the fact that at least one Republican National Committeeman, Mr. Fred Agnew from Texas, was in attendance at the meeting, and Mr. Agnew reported that so-and-so and such and such and so on. Did anybody bother to call him?
Yeah, I got a call in for him. He's not available.
Call who?
Seven.
No, but Ziegler is yesterday. Ziegler did him yesterday.
Oh, Ziegler called it at the press conference.
He did it in front of the press. But the point is, why didn't he ask for him to help? He didn't. Ziegler went out and listened to people.
Yep.
That's exactly the point. But why didn't he write such a thing?
And
he got a bump steer from somebody and took it one way. But it's the most glaring example of press inaccuracy that you could possibly ask for.
In terms of the
effort, right into that.
In terms of the effort, some of the trouble, which I will not mark for some reason. Well, some girls will believe they miss these things, but again, I said, not that accident. It's just going to have some accident. But did you read about the visit to Cleveland? I said,
yeah.
Did you read Dancy's story? Boy, my large enthusiastic
of 103.
I said, did you see the AP dispatch? I said, how many were there? 100 in the airport. Maybe 100 in the back. You had a crowd by their part. It was talking about the future. Now, when I was going around the country in 66, wasn't even presidential. I was a former president campaigning for the horrible bunch of turkeys. I never had less than 300 or 400 in the airport. Never.
Comfort.
say, well, that's an old story.
Of course.
Just get it. Well, they are Gene Fonda thing tied in. You've got to tie the two of them together, which is also, because Gene Fonda, that's become sort of a buzz celeb. It's got people pretty upset. And we got Clark addressing the world on Radio Hanoi.
McGregor
did that yesterday,
and said he got sustained applause, something like 30 seconds of applause.
Press
club. When he did Fonda and Clark.
Yeah. We're getting the egg of the woman's. That's my point. If you really want to get one, I saw the new summer. And we can't, I mean, Colson told me excited with that.
He has an awfully good thing that he used that.
Come on, sure.
And that got played very heavily.
Still
playing. Well, the thing that the media played really well, they're typical of the Everett Syndrome. They played the Come on, sure. And they also played the Watergate. That was what they played on the speech. On the networks. They didn't play this, the major thing at all.
They're not playing Watergate now.
Oh. They have to take the police letter from there to Schneider. The question is, should I release Peter and let him caught?
Why do they hesitate to release it?
Well, I don't know. That's one of the call.
For Christ's sake, why should we release it here?
It was transmitted via the Secretary of State.
Yeah. Why do they hesitate to release it? Well, I didn't talk to him. Well, that's the main boss. You've got to talk to Rogers. No, he's got to have a letter. You see, my problem. The problem you've got here is, did you do it at the White House? I don't want us taking this son of a bitch. No, sir. But we leave it. Or something like that.
Yeah, in fact, we just put it out.
Tell him to put it out.
Yes, we just tell him it should be put out. The letter is now common knowledge. And it's a goddamn will be put out. It's on the State Department. Here is a letter. They don't need to say anything. Bill Rogers and I can tell you. He was all up for it. Was he wanted to run off of it now?
Well, he's still himself up to it.
Why? What's the trouble with him?
Can't you say just in response to many inquiries?
What is his problem with it, Ron? He's got a problem. Maybe he's got a good argument. I don't know. He doesn't want it. He thinks it'll build him up.
I'm going to call him right now.
No, but what's his reason? Maybe he's got a reason that we ought to consider. I don't know where his reason. I just got the word that he didn't want to release the letter from over there. This question. They'll have us release it. That's worse. Pass the buck here.
Give him an exclusive.
All right. And give him a hold.
commitment to serve you and what a superb job you were doing, working in the parasite. Probably you must have been a part of it.
Good. Perfect. on this veto, Labor AGW, I assume we want to do that as early as possible and preferably before the convention so that we have all that television time at the convention to explain the veto. Yes. No, he didn't. The damn IRS did not do what we told them to do. They have scheduled him now for the 18th. I called Schultz and said that's too late, but I want it sooner. And so he's to get back to me this morning. But Walters just completely, either George or Walters, I have to assume it was Walters, just completely violated our instructions. I think they're afraid of getting caught in the bite of the line. They see the implications of this.
It's
politically.
It's part of an investigation. Yep. Is dual.
But they won't go to bat for us. That's the point. See. And this is a problem. So I went back on George and I said, George, the president is on my back on this. This has got to be done this way, and you must bring it off. And he said, all right, I'll call him back. Give him the word. And so that was last night, and we'll see what happens this morning.
What investigations have been here? Somebody was in talking to Rule of the Rational Christmas, Jerry Millmack, or somebody about, which is not a bad thing, about blessing.
Something can be done. I never, first I'd ever heard of it. Sure. He's doing a lot of talking right now.
But if you could ever get him on that point.
Right.
General guidance through rapid.
have a veto hopefully Monday.
I'll sign it. If you try to sign that, you can't figure it out.
That's right.
What's happening. Do you want to do there? What is the situation, incidentally, with regard to John's trip that occurred to me with regard to who just put it out, the grand jury proceedings on the inquiry thing? I'm just curious about that.
I don't think any. Not coming out of the grand jury.
Good. Thank God. And, we could never even get it out of, I guess, the grand jury.
The stuff that's coming out is stuff the grand, like the Stanton stuff, the grand jury doesn't, it came out before the grand jury had it.
What is, and this new one is before they have it.
Well, it isn't anybody. By and large, this comes from newspaper investigation of two basic facts. One, the Minnesota guy's gift, and the Mexican lawyer. And those two came from one of the merchants as leads out of Florida. And the way it did, and it said came from the burglars didn't talk.
But I wanted to tell you was this. My view as to how to handle the whole thing here after the elections is I want everybody who's worked in this investigation have name pick up anyone. Everybody else is fired.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like that. Along with a lot of the people in the Civil Rights Division. Right.
Yep.
Connie talked to me about that. And he said, you just got to go out. There's a precedent for this. You know the way that you stop the terror of the city. Anybody who shot a whole town, shoot the whole goddamn town.
Yorty thing is on the way to being turned around. I don't know if the Civil Rights Division sued Yorty in the city of Los Angeles. And so I'm on a civil rights case. And so
Yorty was about that door. So
yeah.
Civil rights division slightly
yeah.
Civil rights thing on it. Get the hell out of it.
At the four calls to Kleindienst, Kleindienst called Yorty, apologized. The case until after the election and then dismiss it. Yorty is now reasonably happy again and then back in the fold. But typical thing you're talking about here. Sure.
When in the name of Christ are they going to bring a suit against somebody that's against us? Now, these sons of bitches are perks on the other side. We all know it.
Kevin White.
Say you're not really trying. I just don't. I know you're trying, but goddamn. You want people to chuck some. Goddamn soft. I gotta tell it. Goddamn, and he's
nobody's
got those. He's got the little brown cameras in his back. I on the day.
Let me reassure you something. Nobody in the cabinet this week is accusing me of being soft. I'm afraid, as a matter of fact, you're going to catch a lot of hell from Romney on account of our being too tough on
him. I read the note you sent to him. Perfectly all right.
Well,
what's the matter?
I had his wife on the